1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into hour number three of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Let's roll right into the phone calls. We've got Tim in California listening on KSCO. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about Michael Vick.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the pit bulls attacking each other?
Well, dog fighting, we've addressed this recently. Thank you for the call, Tim. Certainly appreciate it. In regards to the pit bulls, in regards to dog fighting, I think it's awful. I mean, who could possibly think that's a good thing?
Well, I think that dogs, especially dogs that are bred to fight, are likely to do that if you give them the opportunity. It's just kind of sick to put them in a ring and cheer them on. But, you know, there's a long history of animal fighting in this world. A lot of cultures think that cockfighting's fine. I'm kind of interested in seeing a bullfight if I ever went to Spain or Mexico, if they still do such things. I would likely go see that. But, you know,
I don't think I would go see a bullfight. I think it's sick.
Okay.
I think what I do think is funny, though, is the running of the bulls in Spain, where a bunch of idiots get in the streets and then they run away from bulls and they inevitably get gored and some of them die.
Yes.
That I find amusing, because then the people are getting what they deserve in that case. And I'm no animal rights activist or anything, but I think it's awful to bring pain unnecessarily to an animal. I mean, if you're slaughtering beasts in order to put them in the supermarket, I think that's one thing. But if you're just putting them in a ring to fight it out with each other, I think that's kind of sick, personally. That's just where I draw my line. And I don't think that there should be any official lines drawn here. I don't, because then you enter into a territory where, well, who gets to draw the lines? And on what basis are they drawing them? If dogfighting should be illegal and cockfighting should be illegal, then should butchering animals for eating purposes be illegal? That's when you have to start asking those questions. And I don't think those questions should be asked. I don't think the government should be involved here when it comes to the Michael Vick situation. If indeed it's true what he did, he should be ostracized for it, and that's where it should end. 800-259-9231. And forms of ostracization in that case could come in the form of being fired from the NFL, could come in the form of not being able to get jobs very easily after that, having people socially ostracize him, not letting their kids play with his kids, that sort of thing. So 800-259-9231. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Rob on the amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, wanted to talk about, you guys were saying that Free Talk Live is categorized by Talkers Magazine apparently as hot talk, and by the Bears Podcasting Awards as political talk, and there's been, I guess, some discussion on the BBS as to what you guys are and what the mix is and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Free Talk Live is really something somewhat unique. It does not fall cleanly into any of those categories.
No, it doesn't.
In fact, I would say that of all the sorts of radio programs that I've listened to, the closest thing to Free Talk Live is actually religious programming, because you guys are the only people who consistently discuss moral issues and come down on one particular side of a moral issue.
You know, only you would come up with that, Rob. That's very insightful.
So that's what I'd say. Start taking the donations and hand out the prayer rags and stuff.
Well, interestingly enough, I actually had a story about Scientology to talk about this hour if we get to it. So we will be discussing religion as well. Any other thoughts, Rob?
No, that's all I had to say.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Let's continue. Another call from Georgia. It is Sean in Atlanta. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean in Atlanta.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, speaking of dogs, I think I did your mom right.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Looks like the awful crankers are at it again tonight.
Yeah, well, what do you
come on, get a life, get some tact, get some technique when it comes to cranks. You guys suck. We can tell in advance who you are and what you're doing. We give you a shot anyway, but anyway.
You know, the opportunity when it comes to a crank call to do a really great joke is there. I mean, you have anything that can happen. As soon as we say, hello, Free Talk Live, you can do anything. And the best you can come up with is, your mom.
Your mom had dinner last night. You're so awesome.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that was, what was that, like seventh grade? That was like a seventh grade level kind of joke, right?
If that.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your email box, Mark. We mentioned that you had something about prison, a prison-related email. And when Mark gets on his prison stories, it's always a good time.
Well, Steve writes in and says, you spent 9 years in prison and came out the other end a productive and law-abiding citizen. At least so he assumes. I understand that you were a productive and law-abiding citizen before and during prison as well, but the fact that prison did not, in fact, turn you into a hardened criminal is evidence against a particular view of the prison system that many hold.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear you someday address this on the show, the issue of what prison does to people. Clearly, it doesn't necessarily destroy the futures of every inmate. It did not yours. Are you just an exception to the rule, or is the rule wrong to begin with?
It's an excellent question.
First off, I went to a place called a youthful offender prison. Do not get this confused with a juvenile prison. Youthful offenders are basically from
young adults,
14 to 24. They've been adjudicated as adults by the Florida prison system. And this is just basically to keep them away from other inmates. They have to be first-time offenders, and they have to be under the age of 24.
Got it.
You can stay there a little longer, but
they transferred you out after you hit 24?
Actually, I think a 25 or 26.
Okay.
Finally got transferred out. But I wouldn't have gone in under 24, and likely not under 22, into the youthful offender prison. That's
got
basically
it.
You go in at a lower age. So I worked closely with a guy named Wally Hillier. Great dude. He's probably dead now. He was in his late 70s, in his early 70s when I knew him. And he had handled the pre-release sort of classes, you know, the classes they gave convicts when they were being released. And he said he tracked his guys, and as far as youthful offenders went, it was about 50-50.
Whether or not they would
return or not. And I think a lot of, it's certainly first-time offenders, a lot of them learn their lesson, never go out and commit another felony again. They don't want to go back to prison. If prison stunk, they learned that crime doesn't pay or whatever it is that they managed to learn. Some of them find Jesus. Whatever it takes, they don't go back. The other 50% of first-time offenders do. And then they would pound this statistic in our head, that 85% of inmates are recidivants. I don't believe that number. I believe that 85% of, you know, people that have committed more than one crime are recidivants. That once you get into the system, you start going in the system over and over again, you're likely to return.
There are certain reasons why recidivism may be more likely outside of the prison system, and that is because you're carrying around this ball and chain of I'm a felon and I've been convicted.
Most of them are on probation not parole in Florida, but they're on probation or parole, which means that they have to be better than your average citizen has to be. They have to follow more rules. And the other system is sort of, the other problem is that you take these bad people, you put them in a bad place, and you treat them badly, consistently, and then, as soon as they're let out, they're expected to be good.
Sure.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Hard to get a job, too, when you've got that over your head.
Basically. I would say that, the first easiest thing that we could do with most prison systems is break up the offenders. Sex offenders should not be in with murderers and armed robbers and that kind of thing, the violent people.
Sex offenders don't tend to last very long.
I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily
true. Well, the child molesters.
I don't think that's even true either. I think there should be sex offender prisons for sex offenders, and they should get their little sex offender classes. That way it can be best dealt with in groups.
Mm-hmm.
Violent people should get their own prison. Nonviolent thieves should get their own prison, and then a special place for DUI manslaughter guys. These people should be separated so that they don't learn from each other. I absolutely positively sat there one day as some guys planned a bank robbery by running up some steps showing how that how you scare people, how you make noise to, put them down, that kind of thing. I watched it happen.
Wow.
I watched one guy who was a bank robber show a bunch of other guys, a few other guys how to rob a bank. I was working in the automotive class. A car thief sat there and showed 20 people, here, this is how you hotwire a car. Drug dealers would show each other how they would mix things up.
Sure.
Interesting. You don't want these guys cross-learning things. So
basically, it kind of was random as far as 50-50 chances as to whether or not you reoffended.
Right.
You got lucky.
Oh, well, I didn't get lucky. I learned from my lesson. I realized I didn't want to do that, and I didn't want to hurt people.
800-259-9231. Speaking of prisoners, we'll talk drug dealers coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. Easily downloadable and totally free at FreeTalkLive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. Well, according to the Star Gazette, The New York State Senate voted to very recently to approve legislation sponsored by some senator to enact the Drug Dealer Registration Act. The act requires paroled drug dealers to register in the community, much like how convicted sex offenders register with police and affected community residents. Schools and businesses are notified of their presence. Winner has called the dealer registration, that's the guy that wrote the legislation, a valuable tool for upstate rural communities that are being infiltrated by urban drug dealers moving in search of new markets. A drug dealer registry is one way for our cities, towns, and villages to hang out a no trespassing sign to would-be drug dealers. Winner said in a press release,
"That's not a no trespassing sign. It might be a deterrent to buying there, or renting there or whatever, but I don't think that that's going to keep any real drug dealer from doing anything. I mean, if it's a concern for him, then he'll just buy just outside of that city if he wants to be in there.
Well, this is going to be a statewide thing. So I don't. It's not going to. If you are in the registry, you'll be required to register wherever you are.
Well, it's still ludicrous because people who want, lots of people do drugs in the United States.
Right.
I mean, essentially, this is a drug.
Like a phone book. It's
a phone book for people who want to do drugs.
Yeah, that's sort of the unintended consequence of this law. Is now these are former drug dealers. Supposedly, these are people that have already been to jail. But of course, as we were just talking about, the recidivism rate is fairly high when it comes to people getting out of jail. So there is a good chance that a drug dealer is going to go back to his old ways. Once he gets out of jail, because that's what he knows, and there's good money in it.
There's a good chance, certainly, that he could do such a thing. But at the same time, there's a good chance that he won't. There's a significantly good chance that a guy will not reoffend. And shouldn't we allow those guys the opportunity to get out of prison, do their probation or whatever they've got left, and then I can understand putting somebody on some kind of list or whatever when they're on probation, maybe. But once they're done, they should be free to go. Go make a better life for yourself. I did it.
Well, according to this senator, drug dealers threaten the quality, safety, and well-being of many communities. This proposed registry would give our local police officers and residents a strong tool to fight back against the illegal drug trafficking in their neighborhoods. Well, drug dealers don't threaten the safety and well-being of communities. In fact, drug dealers provide a very necessary and desired service. There are people out there that want to buy drugs, and inevitably they have to get it from somebody. Now, I'm not saying that all drug dealers are good guys, but the ones that I've met haven't been too terrible. The ones that I've met, they're just out there trying to make some money and, put their kids through college, that sort of thing.
Well, I've met plenty of, cold-hearted killers that are drug dealers, too.
Sure.
It doesn't attract the most savory sorts, but the reason for that is because it's illegal, not because it's a bad occupation.
But here we are once again.
Alcohol used to attract the most unsavory sorts back when it was illegal.
Well, here you are once again pointing out that there's a variety of different types of drug dealers out there. They're the ones that are doing it just to make a little bit of extra cash, maybe just selling to a handful of friends. There are the high-level drug dealers that are serious business people. There are the violent sort of gangster-style drug dealers as well. And here's the government lumping them all in together as though they're all of the same ilk, as though they're all a bunch of violent thugs. And that is, just not the case. But, of course, I just found this interesting because it ties into what we were talking about earlier in the show with the sex offender registries, because we predicted this when we were first talking about these sex offender registries a couple of years ago, that they may start expanding into other areas. And Tennessee's already done this. So this isn't original. They're copying Tennessee. And what's next? Are we going to have bank robbery registries? Well, are we going to have assault and battery registries?
What they're going to do
domestic violence registries?
The United States has the largest amount of incarcerated people in the industrial world. And I would venture to say any nation on the planet.
It's probably true.
I can't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
How in the world could a unindustrialized nation manage to afford to incarcerate?
I just think they can't get the statistics from those guys.
I would say that's true, too. So we've got more people in prison than any nation in the world. So we probably have had more people in prison in our nation than any nation in the world.
Totally.
At some point or another, we're just going to flood the internet with so much information that the information itself won't be useful. We're going to make a registry for every crime out there, on which I will be on the murderer registration list. Now, I haven't signed any piece of paper, as did many sex offenders. Never signed any piece of paper saying that I, accept this plea and I will be on a list somewhere, or I haven't been, they didn't get sentenced.
Right.
To this particular punishment.
And what about the fact that you didn't do it? What about that factor?
Well, I can always reopen my case and go back and fight that.
Work.
Well, it would be ludicrous to do, but
I wasn't
sentenced to that, and that's what's wrong.
Yeah.
It's a punishment, and I wasn't sentenced to
it's
that.
After the fact.
So you're going to compile this list, then they're going to put the whole list together on one big website. Each of the little lists on one big website, one centralized site, which is going to list a good portion of the town.
Yeah.
So
50% of your street.
Then it's useless. Then it just doesn't matter anymore. Every ethnic person in the whole town is listed on it.
Oh, but
a large portion of the
it's not useless. They got to hire a few bureaucrats to do
that
job.
Quite a few, I'm sure.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You mentioned the internet, and speaking of uselessness, there's one man that thinks that it is a useless thing.
But before you go on with that,
internet,
I wanted to make one more point on the sex offender registry nonsense. Is if the government would have done what the good idea was here, the good idea is there are predators out there that are likely to target your loved ones and or your children. If they would have put those people on a site and left it at that, there wouldn't be any uproar.
Ask the government to do that.
You can't ask the government to do anything competently.
Right. Well, and you can't ask them to just stop at a certain point because they always keep going.
They always
expand, and they become more intrusive and more expensive than ever. You know, I don't think government ever should have gotten involved. These are all public records as far as who is in jail and for how long and what they were sentenced for and all that. If this is really such an important project, some group of busybodies should have gotten together and raised some money from some other busybodies and gone and created their own damn website tracking these people. If it's really that important and really that useful that we have these websites out there with all this information on them,
sure. It could be a subscription-based. Aren't your kids worth $1.99
a month? Yeah.
To be a member of this site? Isn't it worth it to you to protect your children instead of just letting the busybodies who have nothing to do all day and would never spend the $2 to be a member of this site, instead of having them around, it makes perfectly good sense that this would be free market driven, and it wouldn't have the added detriment of false alarming people. You don't need to know a guy that was peeing on a golf course who got a sex offense for it. You don't need to know some guy who got serviced by when he was 16 by some 15-year-old
right.
girl. You don't need to know that information.
Nope.
That just hurts people.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. On the way, there is a certain pop singer who would like the internet to be closed down. Now, it's not very likely to happen, but his comments are interesting. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyze water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features, and we give them all away. The wiki's there, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. Head to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. We're talking, I think it was either earlier this week or last week, about, you know, the two different kinds of old people as far as technology is concerned. There's the type that is really open-minded and really into things that are changing and wrapping their mind around the internet and getting online and communicating with people. And the internet is quickly becoming the most popular hobby amongst old people. So there are a lot of them that are like that.
Sure.
Then there are the people that are like Elton John.
I don't know that you can just put them in two different categories. I think that the people, people young and old span the spectrum as to whether or not they are from Luddite to internet guru. And people fall anywhere in between. So there are two types of old people. That's not fair.
Well, I've only met two types of old people. They're the ones that are that love technology and are into it, and then they're the ones that can't figure out how to press the record button on their VCR. Elton John falls into the latter category. According to The Sun in the United Kingdom, pop legend Elton John, Sir Elton John, wants the internet shut down. Never one to keep his opinions to himself, the Rocket Man has waded into cyberspace with all guns blazing. He claims, and you're going to love some of these claims, he claims the internet is destroying good music, saying, quote, "The internet has stopped people from going out and being with each other, creating stuff."
And that has to do with music how?
We could spend, I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with music, that quote, but we could spend several minutes on that alone if necessary. Anybody who knows anything about the internet knows that that's just not the case. While there are going to be some people that, you know, shut themselves in their basement and play unending hours of World of Warcraft or EverQuest or whatever other online games that are out there, there are also those like, for instance, the individuals involved in the Ron Paul campaign that have utilized the internet to find like-minded individuals and physically get together with them in real life. Look at meetup.com, a great website that is dedicated to getting people of like mind, getting people with similar interests together in real life. People who otherwise would have had to have relied on random chance in order to find one another.
You know, the internet's great, even when you're talking about EverQuest. These people create friendships, albeit, you know, disassociated friendships to some extent, with people all over the world playing their game. I've never played EverCrack, but, you know, I hear that it's rather addictive. But tell me the difference between doing that and doing crossword puzzles. I don't think there's any difference at all. There are people out there
solitary
in 1985 and now that did nothing but sit around and do crossword puzzles.
Well, there is a difference between World of Warcraft and crossword puzzles. They are solitary. However, in World of Warcraft, you can communicate with others.
Right. There's an interaction
going
on.
You can type to them, or you can get you know, these TeamSpeak programs where you can put on a headset and actually speak to the people in the game. So one could argue that online gaming is more social.
It absolutely is. Now, maybe you're associating with people that are all over and via technology, which isn't, as far as I'm concerned, quite as healthy as going out with friends and associating on that level. But I think that there's room for it in somebody's life without it being unhealthy.
Right. So anybody that knows anything about the internet knows he's totally full of it. He has no idea what he's talking about. But nonetheless, that won't stop us from reading some of his other quotes. He says, "Instead they sit at home and make their own records, which is sometimes okay, but it doesn't bode well for long-term artistic vision." What? The internet has allowed anybody who has ever had an inclination to do music to get their music out to an international audience. Doesn't mean they're going to be bestsellers. It doesn't mean they're going to get rich off of it. But the internet has expanded our selection of music. The internet, I mean, go to MySpace. There's 20 bands that'll send you friend requests every single day. I mean, it's annoying as hell. I'm not interested in them. But for people that are interested in finding new music, there's plenty to be found on the internet. He says, "It's just a means to an end. We're talking about things that are going to change the world and change the way people listen to music, and there's not much going to happen with people blogging on the internet." Are you kidding me? Blogs have totally changed
the world. Yes, they absolutely have changed. They've changed news. All kind.
They've made news. Blogs have initiated news. Blogs have broken news before the traditional news media has ever even gotten a handle on it. The blogosphere is an amazing thing. The blogosphere has had, it had an effect on the 2004 presidential campaign, and it's going to have an even more incredible effect on the 2008 presidential campaign. Let's continue. He says, "I mean, get out there. Communicate." Well, duh, Elton, that's what the internet's all about. He says, "Hopefully the next movement in music will tear down the internet. Let's get out in the streets and march in protest instead of sitting at home and blogging. I do think it would be an incredible experiment to shut down the whole internet for 5 years and see what sort of art is produced over that span."
We've already had the internet shut down for 5 years. We called it the 80s. And look what it produced. It produced crocodile rock. Okay?
There's too much technology available, he says. I'm sure, as far as music goes, it would be much more interesting than it is today. Multimillionaire Elton, who turned 60 earlier this year, has admitted that in the past, he is a bit behind the times. The Grammy Award winner is once quoted as saying, "I'm the biggest technophobe of all time. Well, why don't you wear it like a badge, you doddering old fool?" 800-259-9231. He says he's a Luddite when it comes to making music. All he can do is write for the piano, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, just wanted to give you an example of some of the idiocy coming out of the mouths of some of the Luddites in the world. It's just sad. These people have no idea what it is that the Internet is all about. They don't understand the power of the interconnectivity that the Internet allows, the transfer of information that has and is revolutionizing the way we live our lives.
Right.
It is incredible.
What they see is they see a person sitting alone in a room, which is sort of the reality of it.
Yeah.
But what they don't see is that person's connected in many ways to people all over the world.
If it weren't for the Internet, Free Talk Live would not be here today.
No.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Petoskey, Michigan, listening on WJML. It's Elmer. Hey, Elmer.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The sexual predator thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's kind of a broad area, and, you know, I look at, you know, it's there's a kind of a couple things. When I look at a situation of coercion, are you familiar with coercion?
Yes, coercion. That's where you're forcing people to do things. Yes.
Well, you know, and the thing is, though, while it's a forced thing, but there's no physical contact, though.
What are you referring to?
Well, fourth degree.
Fourth degree what? I'm sorry, I'm a little
CSC.
In the dark.
The what? CSC.
CSC.
You know, criminal sexual conduct.
Oh.
You know, I mean,
what is that? I'm not a criminologist. So what is that?
Oh, okay. Well, fourth degree criminal sexual conduct is where you verbally, you know, try to entice somebody to do something.
I see. Is that considered a sex offense?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, then
yes, it is.
It's not a very good sex offense.
So it's criminal.
Well, no, I look at this way, gentlemen. Is, you know, any sexual offense is bad. But then again, when you look at a person that is of age and they agree to be, you know, to do something with you, and then they cry wolf.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad when I look at our judicial system today. Our judicial system will not believe, and I'm trying to be sexist or nothing, but when it takes a girl that is consensual age and a man that is above age, how often does the judicial system agree that when something is consensual?
Well, it you know, when a woman cries rape, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a bad situation for the guy to be in. That's absolutely true. Sometimes it works out for them. Sometimes it doesn't. And either way, it's costly and dangerous. And that's the reason I believe that people should have to bring charges, not the government.
Not the state. Thanks for the call, Elmer. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 877-363-8736. That's 877-363-8736.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemed.com. www.jccinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. If you make it now, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Then you should consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Join the ranks of hundreds of our listeners who've decided that they appreciate the fact that we give away all our website features for free. They like the show. They want to help support us. They want to help get us on more radio stations across the country. And so, therefore, they've sent in $3 a month to help with that process. Because we take that money in, we turn it around into advertising, we buy ads in Talkers Magazine, and we do outreach to stations across the country. We've got a station in another Michigan station that's looking at coming on board with us for weeknights, which I'm pretty excited about, but I can't say anything more or I might jinx it. So all of that is happening because of amplifiers. And you can become one of them by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AmpOnly phone lines, as well as the AmpOnly chat room and the AmpOnly forum. And there's details at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AmpOnly phone lines, let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wondering what you guys thought of the theory that the mainstream media and the government have kind of combined to try to take over or tax the Internet, and they're trying to more or less shut it down by using Internet 2 and making it so that certain sites would be slower and load slower, stuff like that was happening.
I don't see that the mainstream media is really on board with the whole Internet 2 thing. I mean, I've heard some stories about it, and certainly there's always, you know, mouthpieces for the government out there that'll say it's just great because the government's going to be in charge of this one. But I don't see that as largely being the case. I do think that the media is has abdicated its responsibility to hold the government responsible for things. I mean, that the media is supposed to be asking questions of the government, hard questions. I think that largely they don't do that. They just take whatever the government says at face value.
You know, I've heard some of the things about this Internet, too, as well, and I don't know how legitimate it is. What I know, and I'm not a total tech geek. I've got some tech knowledge. I'd certainly be considered more of a tech geek than you, Mark, no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
But what I do know is that the Internet is run by tech geeks, and that in the world of tech geeks, liberty is a fairly popular mindset. And so I can't see the Electronic Frontier Foundation or any of these other internet freedom related organizations just throwing in the towel and letting the government take total control of the internet.
And which government?
Sure. Yeah. So I don't really see it happening. I find it hard to believe that that would ever be able to occur without some severe backlash. I mean, look at the internet that we have today. There are all kinds of neat privacy options out there. For those that want to pursue them, there are ways to completely, you know, be private about your web surfing and be private about the stuff that you download and, you know, cover your tracks and all that sort of thing. So to suggest that the government's going to be able to make the internet completely transparent, I'm really skeptical of that. Maybe they can, and we'll certainly know more as time goes on. But, Matt, any other thoughts?
No, I just was interested in hearing you guys' opinion of it. Myself, personally, I think that they might try, but
oh, sure,
they're going to succeed, and that I could see the people in power actually wanting to get rid of this great tool that we have and, you know, keep our thinking in line with what they want us to think, just like they've taken over the schools.
Yes, of course they would want that, and Matt, thanks for the call.
I concur with that. I absolutely believe
the internet's
that's what they
the
would
enemy.
Want.
The internet is their enemy. It allows people like us to organize. It allows liberty-oriented people to spread their messages without having to go through the gatekeepers of the old media, and that's incredibly threatening to their power structures, but the thing that's going in our favor is the fact that we can move a lot faster than they are. We can move at the speed of light. Our information travels far faster than their bureaucracy rumbles. And their bureaucracy is always going to be slow. It's always going to be incompetent. It's always going to be behind the ball.
Right. There are people out in the government and people outside the government, authoritarians, that that think we should be arrested for simply saying things against the government on the internet. They would like to see that level of control
sure.
go into place, that even if you speak out against some things that people do, like the Iraq war or, that the government does, like the Iraq war or
mm-hmm.
the war on drugs or whatever it is, that you should be targeted. If you speak out against the IRS, as far as they're concerned, you should be audited.
The internet is kind of like the White Rose times a billion.
I'm not sure what the White Rose
The White Rose was a pamphlet. A series of pamphlets that was published by Hans and Sophie Scholl back in the days of Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very subversive, very underground. It was, you know, they had to steal the paper that they were using to print on from their universities that they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
They stole the paper, they got themselves access to a printing press, and they were able to very surreptitiously print out these underground pamphlets and distribute them. And I think they were caught after six, I'm not sure about that, but they managed to get a number of them out there, and then they were finally caught, and they were executed for it. And that was a radical thing back then. They were dissenters of the highest order, some of the most brave people of regular folk in Nazi Germany. To step out of line like that, to step away from the ranks of the quiet German people that were just sort of watching as all this tyranny was happening amidst their noses, and they had the courage to stand up and speak out. Well, I guess they weren't really standing up. They were doing it behind the scenes. But once they were caught, they did stand for their beliefs. They did not cower. They did not plea out or anything like that. And I think the internet's like what they did. It allows us to spread messages of freedom and pro-freedom messages. Obviously, we can do it. We don't have to even do it anonymously. Luckily, we live in America where it's a little free speech is more tolerated. But I equate the two concepts. You know, those were people that were doing amazing things with the technology they had back then, and the technology we have today is so much more powerful and so much more effective, able to be experienced and read by people all over the world. Not just the people that at the university that happened to pick up a pamphlet from off of the ground. And it's just amazing that sort of level of communication ability, the government doesn't know what to do about it. They can't even begin. They can't figure out how to tax the internet. They can't figure out how to regulate the internet. They can take a website down here and there. You know, they can go after the web host and threaten that web host and have him pull a website down. But that won't stop somebody. that'll just make that person move their website to a server in, you know, Borneo or some other place.
Some place where he can't be controlled.
Out of the reach of the FBI. So the government, it doesn't know how to handle the internet. It is, you know, the technology grows so fast and changes so quickly. The government's probably still writing laws, that, you know, crafting potential laws for internet things that were happening 7 years ago. And it just, it's too slow and stupid. They
Absolutely.
Will lose eventually.
You know, I mean, the big thing as far as, you know, government civilian communication recently was the no-call list as far as telemarketers go. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still worrying about telemarketers. Not to say that telemarketers aren't annoying. Absolutely, they are.
Right.
But that, they're working in telephones.
You know, thanks.
They'll probably get some fax laws here on the books shortly,
thanks, but
too.
No thanks to the government on that one. Johnson sent me an invitation to this new Grand Central program. Did he send you one of those?
He did. It's pretty cool.
I went and checked it out. I've signed up for it, and I'm going to start experimenting with it to see how well it works. But in a nutshell, it's another Google company. They've acquired yet another company, and this company, Google, is doing such amazing things. But basically what they do is they allow you to pick a free phone number from whatever state you need to. So I picked a New Hampshire number, obviously. You pick a number, and then you can take your existing phone number. So for me, I've got a cell phone, and I've got my office line. And you put those two numbers, you can put them underneath this new number. And so what happens is, and you can configure this however you want, but basically the concept is, you can pick up your phone and dial me on my Grand Central number.
Right.
And it will say to you, it will ask you, what's your name? When you dial that number, you have to identify yourself. Spam calls, they have a spam filter list that will filter out the known spammers. And anybody that's spamming is going, you know, automated recordings, they're not going to get through. Somebody's going to have to give you their name, and then you pick up your phone when it rings, and it tells you who's calling. So it's a great way to screen through callers and block calls that you don't want. You can't do that with any phone service today. You can't block calls from people that you don't want without paying through the nose.
Right.
Also, it rings both of your phones at the same time. You can have up to six lines, and it rings them at the same time. So I can have somebody call this Grand Central number, and it will, my cell phone will ring, so if I'm out and about, I'll get the call.
Right, and you can control which ones you want to ring just by using their little control panel there. You can decide, I don't like having my home phone ring. I don't want it to, I think it has times on it.
Yeah, you can set times.
You can set that I don't want any phone calls after midnight or before 8 a.m.
Now, it's not that detailed yet, but they're just in the beta of this service, and it already works well, and you can already get an idea for how this is really going to be effective.
And it's already free. And it's free.
Right, at cutting down unwanted phone calls, and the government doesn't have a damn thing to do with it. Let's go to Josh in Kentucky. Josh, you got just a few seconds, maybe 20 of them. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say to Elton John, from my code, dead hands.
The internet, you mean? That was good. I appreciate that, Josh. Yeah, that's how it's going to be. The internet's not going away.
Yeah.
There are far, far too many people
right.
that care about it.
Even Sir Elton John can wish the internet to go away, and it's not going to.
Yes, your knighthood powers are useless against the internet, Elton. It has been me in here with you.
And Mark.
I'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.